The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today?
Good.
That's good.
I'm on top of things.
You sure are. You're doing pretty good after your shaky experience in
that was
the city by the bay.
Pretty wild, man. In a 6.0 earthquake. I'll never be the same. I still can't sleep at night. I was afraid to go to bed there after, though.
I bet you were.
Sleep after at night.
For sure.
Thinking like, wow, man. And every little thing or noise you hear in the hotel is like, wow, is it happening again? Because you hear about the aftershocks. And
for sure.
Right? What do they call them?
Is it aftershock?
Yeah. I thought there was another name for, I guess aftershock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Smaller tremors.
What?
After the earthquake is called aftershocks.
Yeah. It's pretty wild, though. I hope your phone doesn't fall. You like really put it on the edge. Lippo's living on the edge.
That's me. I'm always living on the edge. Living like a veg. Actually, I had my camera on at the same
time. Snapshotting.
There we go.
You'll see that later on the Facebook page, folks. Big JD and Lippo in the Morning Facebook page.
People are on Facebook, are they?
People are. Crazy. Are they still?
I think it's
what's
done.
With the new Messenger thing? Were you, did you have no problem signing up with the new Messenger thing?
No problem. Absolutely no problem.
Yeah, if you're already part of Facebook, then what does it really matter what you do now, right?
It doesn't. Whatever you put up there is public domain, even though it does do a pretty good job of keeping stuff from the eyes of people that you don't want them to see your stuff.
Like
specific people, not companies and corporations. Mm-hmm. Those entities can see all your stuff all they want and sell you stuff and direct ads towards you. But as far as you not wanting to see your ex's pictures, and you don't want your ex to see your pictures and all that kind of stuff.
Somewhere I saw that they are able to, the powers that be, able to actually watch you from your webcams now if you're on that Messenger thing. I don't know if I believe that.
Well, no, it's because everybody construes everything differently. Oh, we're going to need to have access to your camera. Well, yeah, they need access to your camera because you want to send somebody a picture inside of Messenger. They need to get to your
camera.
I actually
saw it on regular news, mainstream media
news.
That's
all.
Said that they're good, they can watch you.
Are they just trying to put fear into it? It's the same thing that's
probably
been said forever. When you open your phone, they say the same thing. We need to access the stuff on your phone. You want to send somebody a message, you're going to have to let us access the keyboard, the camera, the microphone, all that stuff. We need to get at that stuff unless you don't want to do anything with Messenger.
There's some of those things I don't like when it says that, it's just some stupid app you need for some little thing and, oh, we need to access your whole address book for, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what do you need my whole, and that we can access your address book and your posts and everything that you know what I mean? They tell you all these things that they have access to now. And I'm
right.
Like,
and it depends on how you,
why do you need all that really?
It depends on how it gets construed. And that's the problem. It gets misconstrued. More often than not, they try to read the worst into it
because we gotta
make people afraid, man, as much as we can, because people who are fearful are buying more stuff.
Can you name a song that has misconstrued in it?
I know there is one. Yeah, I can't think of it right this minute, but I'll tell you sometime during the show what song.
There's only one I can think of, and I can tell you what it is.
What is it? No, you can't see.
Paul Simon.
Hop on the Bus, Gus.
Yeah. That's the only
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Yeah.
Very good. That's probably the tune I was thinking of.
I know my words. words.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times you just make up your own words. That's the best part.
If I can't find the real one for it, it's the next best thing.
It may even be better.
I'm going to face you.
It may not even be the next best thing. It may be even better than the best thing.
What, facing you?
No.
Oh, the words.
Making up your own words. What are you doing there?
They're easier to understand.
Do you need
I just want to get at you and the mic and everything.
You should have a little stand right here.
I should, yeah. But
do you want another stool?
I'm running out of space in the studio here, so.
Well, there's not a new concept.
No, it's been going on for quite some time. So we will get into the news. and some headlines. headlines for the fine folks. Robert Plant may end his career with a new album. Legendary Led Zeppelin frontman Robert Plant has hinted in a new interview that his upcoming solo album, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, may be his final release and mark the end of his career. Really?
No, not really.
It's all a scam.
It is.
Look at Motley Crue. Ray Davies denies Kink's reunion report. Kink's fans have hoped for years that the iconic British band would reunite, and he says no. But that would be pretty cool, I think.
That'd be very
Kink's
cool.
Kink's reunion kind of thing.
They probably can't get along with each other, I'm guessing.
They're brothers.
Well, I'll look at Oasis.
Sibling rivalry.
Biggest band
in England. That's a good name for an
album. Sibling rivalry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, probably.
That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
There's a lot of brother bands. Black Crowes as well. Can you think of one other brothers band?
Brothers? Oh, yeah. The Everly Brothers, the Isley Brothers.
Brothers. I didn't even think of bands actually have the word brother in it.
There's more. Look at the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, dude. They had brothers. The Wahlberg brothers were in, did something together, didn't they? Or they were in separate bands, actually, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That anyways, Iron Maiden reissuing classic albums on vinyl. That's kind of neat, I guess. Used to have Iron Maiden albums back in the day.
Sure.
And what else is going on?
Usually you say a story and I say a story. You're just...
No, go ahead, man. What do you got for us? Before I get into Susie Quattro, Joe Bonamassa, and Slash. No, I'm done. I'm finished.
He's killing me. ZZ Top was supposed to be playing here last week, I believe it was.
Oh, somebody hurt himself.
Yeah, Dusty
Frank
did.
Frank Beard.
No, Dusty.
Oh, right. Yeah, bass player.
Yeah, bass player. I guess he slipped and fell on the bus. But
he was waiting for the bus all day.
He's going to Chicago.
Waiting for the bus all day.
Because Billy did an interview with the Morning Guys in Detroit on the classic rock station.
Okay.
WCSX. I don't know who the Morning Guys are there. I don't listen to radio that much. But he was on there saying, you know, how much he's looking forward to the show to do tonight with Jeff Beck and everything. And then, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I hear that show's canceled. Dusty hurt his hip. I hope he recovers from that.
Yeah, well, it gets worse as you get up there, right?
That's what I'm saying. So you fall like on your hip when you're old, and he's not necessarily a super fit person, as far as I know. But let's hope he can get back on the road.
Yeah, really, for sure.
Also, I wanted to mention a story about, did you hear about this show that Chad Smith does? It's called In Conversation with Chad Smith.
I'm not sure that I heard about that.
It sounds really cool. He was talking to, Stone Gossard.
Okay.
From Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about like the old days, and on the Blood Sugar Sex Magic Tour, Pearl Jam opened up for them, and, Smashing Pumpkins as well. Mm-hmm. That show was at, the Fillmore back when it was the Fillmore over here in Detroit. And it was probably one of the things that really got me liking the grunge scene back in the day. But anyway, they talk about that. And you can go on YouTube and check out In Conversation with Chad Smith. And one last story I wanted to mention was Neil Young.
Which will be the last story. Go on.
It'll be the last story.
Yeah.
He's been married for 36 years.
Who? Oh, Neil Young?
Neil Young.
Okay, yeah. No, I didn't know that, really.
Peggy.
Didn't know much about his personal... What? Oh, sorry, they called me that in prison.
No, they called you Peggy Sue. Neil Young has filed for divorce after 36 years. I know.
Find himself a little spring chicken of a...
never know. Maybe she did. And frequent music collaborator. She collaborated with him on a lot of stuff. And she had her own career, and he would be the guitar player in her band.
Was her last name, like, Young?
Young. It was Peggy Young. Peggy, yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't recognize her name from anything, though.
No, she's...
Silent. No. Soylent Partner.
Soylent Partner. They performed last together at the Bridge School Benefit in October. Neil first met her when she was working as a waitress at a diner near his California ranch. He tells the story in a lot of songs. A lot of songs are written with her in mind, like she was the inspiration for a lot of songs. Okay. But 36 years.
Yeah, it's a long time to call it quits.
That's for sure. And I know they have a child.
Go ahead.
They have a child who's got something wrong with them.
Oh, okay.
Like it needs a lot of care.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that was the thing that kept them together so long, but maybe that's it's moved on to different things. Or like you say, one of them's found a spring chicken.
Yeah. A quick piece of trivia before we get into some music this morning. I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. No, I wasn't really, but where's that? What's that? What song is it from? As a waitress in a cocktail bar. If I Met You.
Yeah, that's a new wave tune.
Yeah. Is it...
Don't You Want Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Catchy.
You're crazy. It's
definitely catchy. And so what's this topic today?
Today we're picking a city.
Okay.
And it is. All the good music that came out of the city of Boston.
Boston.
Which is also a city by the bay.
Okay.
And they have a section in Boston called Back Bay. But anyway, this first song that we're going to play from a Boston musician is Dick Dale, one of the pioneers in surfer music guitar type stuff. And this is one of his huge hits. It's called Miserlou.
And then after that, actually, we'll listen to some Buffalo Tom, Bird Brain. So here's a twofer from Boston. We'll be right back.
All right, back to the show. We're talking about bands from Boston.
It's got a ring to it.
Sure does, and there's a ton of them out there. There's a lot of bands that, while researching the show, I didn't even realize that they were from Boston. When I grew up as a kid, I knew that some of my favorites, like Jay Giles, The Cars, of course, the band Boston itself, they were all from Boston. But there's other dudes and bands that were from Boston as well, like Buffalo Tom and Dick Dale, and of course, Aerosmith is from
Boston. Jay Giles, the band, or the guy?
Jay Giles.
Because I'm surprised I don't think he's in this other list. I found a list with bands from Boston listed in kind of an order of their popularity.
Yeah.
And they should be like right at the top, but they're not even in
there. You think so?
Anywhere.
Here's the deal. They're one of those bands that weren't popular in their home city. They only had regional success. Wild. Yeah, I know. It's really wild.
But I think this should be success like wherever. And I'm still looking. Like they're not even on the first page of 25 bands.
They're not
still
on,
looking.
Oh, is this the Boston.com story?
No, this is a different one that I said I found one that has a whole lot of bands.
Whereas on the Boston.com story that I'm
they gotta be
culling right a lot of information from is number six.
Still, eh? Wow. That's kind of surprising. They were pretty popular when I was in high school.
Yeah, they're hugely popular in Detroit. And they knew
because of the Detroit breakdown.
There was
Motor the Detroit City shakedown.
Exactly. And it just seemed like that whatever the connection was made there between the Jay Giles band and Detroit, and it was like a working man's music for sure. It was blues based at the beginning for sure. There was the whole Blow Your Face Out album, which was a totally awesome album. Such a tight band. And amazing harmonica player with Magic Dick on the licking stick.
So I'm going to go through some of this list. Because of the order of popularity, but Aerosmith and Boston, obviously, and they're right at the top, and pretty popular bands.
That's funny, because Boston, on the Boston site, Boston.com, is 11.
But isn't that in an order as well, though, do they claim?
Well, they put numbers next to them, so I assume that's an order. And the number one band, of course, is Aerosmith.
Yeah. I got Aerosmith, Boston, the Pixies.
Pixies, yeah, number two on this list.
Yeah. Godsmack, the Cars from Boston.
Godsmack.
Yeah.
Godsmack's from Boston?
I guess so.
Never knew that.
The Cars? I didn't know the Cars were from Boston.
Oh, I did. Yeah, for sure. Cars. Mm-hmm. Yep.
New Kids in the Block.
Bummer.
Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys, yeah, and a really good band.
The Breeders. You familiar with the Breeders?
That's an older band. I know they had a hit or two.
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Yeah. Really?
Isn't he a boxer?
No. Well, it depends if you're talking about his girlfriend.
The Dresden Dolls, New Edition. It's another boy band, isn't
another
it?
Another boy band, yeah.
Guru?
Nope. Not familiar with Guru.
Hip-hop, jazz, rap, R&B. Yeah. JoJo.
Guru and JoJo?
Yeah.
It's not JoJo Gunn, though, right?
It just says JoJo, okay. Hip-hop. Mark Wahlberg?
I thought he was Canadian, really.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it's New Kids on the Block,
pretty
right?
Sure he's not Canadian, yeah. Yeah. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Awesome band. We're going to be hearing some of them later on in the show.
Is Boston's got anything to do with Boston? I wonder.
Oh, probably,
Mighty Mighty Boston's?
Yeah.
Boston's?
Exactly, for sure.
ISIS? Those crazy killers from Boston?
No! Tell me it ain't so. Maybe that they're behind
them. Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't... What is that?
I don't know.
That's something big. You know it. Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so. Okay. You know it.
All right.
It's a big song. Let's see. Power Man 5000. Anal... Beep. What was it? Girls, the Lemonheads.
Lemonheads.
Extreme. Really? Did you know Extreme was from Boston?
I think I did.
That's kind of extreme, I think. But
I'm trying to think of who the two dudes are in that band. There's the guitar player Nino
Palazzolo. Nino Betancourt.
Very good. And the singer was the guy who sang one Van Halen album.
I can't remember his name. Huh?
Gary.
Oh, he did a Van Halen album.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Gary Sharon.
Oldman. Oh, Sharon?
Gary Sharon. Spelled the same way that you spell maraschino with C-H.
Maraschino cherries.
What's she know?
Magnetic Fields. I didn't know they were from Boston.
I didn't
never. I just kind of like them, but I didn't know where they're from, yeah. Kind of pretty cool alternative-y type stuff. I liked it. I actually got some Magnetic Fields coming up. In fact, let's spin that now.
Let's do it.
This is a nice little recording by them. Magnetic Fields doing If I Were a Rich Man. From the Fiddler on the Roof album.
I love
that
too.
Not from that album, but that's a song.
If I were a rich man, da 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 da. build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud quack and cluck and gobble and honk will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here there's a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, da 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 da. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Da 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 da. If I were a very, very rich, da 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 man. I see my wife, my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a profit of a chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Boy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them, like Solomon the wise. If you please, Red Teviot, pardon me, Red Teviot, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I like to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, da 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 da. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Da 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 da. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb? You decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Awesome. And that cuts right off there for you.
It's kind of reminiscent of the next song we're going to hear, but let's keep going down your list of people.
Armin Van Halen. Oh, Armin Van Helden. Do you even know who that is? I don't really know who that is.
No, I don't. But James Taylor is from Boston.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really? Where everybody's from. I didn't know he was from Boston.
Me neither.
Yeah, James Taylor. Super shooter. Chick Corea.
Jazz dude.
Yeah, really cool stuff. He's been around forever. He's from there. Donnie Wahlberg, of course, brother of Marky Mark. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch from Boston. A couple actors from Boston. What's that guy's name there? Ben Affleck. He's from Boston. And the other guy's buddy, Matt Damon, right? Those guys are from Boston.
I believe you're right, yeah.
Not that they're musicians, but just popped in the mind. I Buffalo bet you, Tom, we yeah. played earlier.
I bet you Ben Affleck plays something.
That could be, yeah.
I think he plays mandolin. No, he plays balalaka.
No. Baklava.
It's a Greek dessert, isn't it?
A lot of names here. The Gigolo Ants. That's A-U-N-T-S, Aunts. December Wolves. Oh, the aunts. Brian Fair. Do you know any of these?
Brian Ferry is from?
Brian Fair.
Oh, I was going to say.
Not to be confused with Fairy.
That's right. Donna Summer's from Boston.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah, okay.
She was the disco queen that unleashed her amazing
career. Who did MacArthur Park? Was that her? That was somebody else?
Dionne Warwick.
Oh, was it?
Okay. I think she did right. a version. Yeah, yeah.
Big Wreck. It's from Boston.
What?
Yeah,
no.
That's what it says here. Yeah.
No.
Well, it says in this thing here.
Big Wreck.
Band from Boston. Yep. Let's go right to the actual link and see what it says. Big Wreck is a rock band formed by Canadian Darce. Ian Thornley in 1994. They disbanded in 2002, and Ian Thornley went on to a successful solo career, blah, 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 blah. In 2010, right. Ian Thornley and Brian Doherty reunited for a cross... I'm trying to get to a Boston thing here. In 2012, under the name Big Wreck, the band released their third studio album, Albatross. Read more at Wikipedia. Why is it in here, then?
Yeah.
That was Mr. Mark
Sandman doing Do Not Go Quietly Unto Your Grave. It was a song that was recorded by a local guy here who's the sax player from Big Sugar, Mr. Chill. He had a solo album, and that was one of the tunes that got some radio play, was Do Not Go Quietly Unto Your Grave, which was a cover tune of a Morphine song, and that was that's the band that Mark Sandman formed, was Morphine. He also formed another band afterwards with the same dudes. It was they were called it was from a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, and they had a hit too with their song, but I'm trying to think what it is. It's not coming to me. I really want to find out what that is, because it's probably another Boston act.
We'll come right back with that.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Okay, we were checking on the connection between Big Wreck and Boston, and I guess it's that the dude went to school in Boston or something, and
Ian Thornley.
So they spent some time there or whatnot, so they're kind of considered like from there as well.
Boston, a band that came out of Boston, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Not necessarily where you're born or anything like that.
I guess they played more there than anywhere else or something, that seems to say online, Wikipedia. So you know that's gospel.
Well, it's pretty, not airtight, but it has a ring of credibility to it if it's on the wiki, I think.
Ring of fire. Right. Okay. Oops. So, and your information that you were...
the Mark Sandman, there. Yeah, he was in a band called Tree to Right, and they had a rock radio hit. I'm not sure what the hit was, but Tree to Right, and I know they named that band after the Lynyrd Skynyrd lyric.
Mm-hmm.
So back to more bands from Boston.
Yeah, yeah. What else you got for us?
Me.
You're not from Boston. Let's see what I got here. Big Dipper? You're not. Smoke or Fire? Isn't that like a new age metal punk type thing? What do you call them? Is what I think. Anyway, I'm not 100% sure. Let's see what else. I don't recognize so many of these names. The Hope Conspiracy, Kid Kilowatt, and these are in order of popularity. So we're, I guess, getting to the less popular bands here.
I would
think
so.
My particular list.
Sure.
So we're going to probably now be into bands that nobody knows. Lost City Angels. What else you got? Anything that we might recognize?
Tavares.
Oh, yeah?
Do you remember Tavares?
Not to be confused with my Tobias bass.
No, Tavares is they were another disco era. I think they had a song on the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever. Not exactly sure what it was, but I'm pretty sure I remember having that album back in the day, and they were on it.
Ball in the House, The Real Kids, Soltero, Push Kings, The 2x4s.
The 2x4s.
I really like the name, though, I gotta say. The 2x4s, that's pretty sweet. The Neighborhoods, Specimen X. Somebody may know about some of these bands, but especially for our listeners from Boston. Homie was from Boston. Nightmare Cinema. Some cool names, though. It's kind of interesting seeing some of these band names that you wouldn't have known. The Paley Brothers, another brothers outfit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about brothers. The Brothers.
You ever heard of the Paley Brothers, though? The Stompers,
no.
Band 19, Peer Group, The Elevator Drops, Thunder Train, 65.
No.
I'm just kidding there, yeah.
So you want to play another Boston band song?
Absolutely. Royal Oil on tap.
From the mighty, mighty Bostones.
Royal oil, when you smoke up on the poison, you lose the chance to be
Johnny and the Jumper Cables are from Boston.
It's probably a guy who's
sketchy.
Started a band from the local garage.
Catchy. Next list on this website is the best South Park episodes of all time. It's a list site. It's kind of neat.
Wow. Well, if you're into compiling lists, I guess.
Yeah. Lists are pretty cool. Best Archer episodes of all time. What's some kind of adult cartoon, or what's Archer?
I have no idea. Oh, Archer. Yeah, that's a great show. You haven't seen Archer?
Oh.
You got a pre-roll of some kind going on.
Yeah,
on your deal.
There's something going on.
Archer is a animation, adult animation, about a guy who is just so full of himself, and he plays a successful executive, but his family owns... Oh, no, what it is, it's a private investigation company. So, oh, okay. And he's like Agent 99 kind of guy. He's so full of himself. He thinks he's the best agent there is, and he's a womanizer, and there's lots of double entendres and sexual innuendo and all that kind of stuff in the show, and it's pretty funny, I have to admit. It's on Netflix. That's where I got turned on to it. Yeah, because I don't watch much actual television, but I do know what Archer is. And what is the list? Top 10 best Archer's episodes?
Yeah, top 10 Archer episodes.
Yay. So list sites are basically, what are they? There's sites that are, they're like link bait, right?
Like what?
Link bait. So it makes you click on something else that opens up something else. You're in a list.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Whatever. And you click on something, and then there's ads on that page. So there's a new impression of that ad, and then these sites get the money for those ads that are presented to you. So it's all you got to do is present a list. You don't have to come up with anything new. Just create a list.
Kings of Leon drummer Nathan Folwell suffered broken ribs when the group's tour bus stopped suddenly to avoid a pedestrian. And that happened in Boston recently. That was released like August 10th.
Yeah, I realize that the Kings of Leon are canceling shows as well on their tour. Mm-hmm. That was another piece of news that didn't make the beginning of the show. But yeah, is that the reason? I didn't realize that's what it was. And it was on the tour bus again. These freaking tour buses are dangerous places to live.
It's scary.
They're occupational hazards. I want to be locked in when I'm on my tour bus with the thing that comes over your head.
Like a spaceship.
No, like a roller coaster.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like totally covered with the whole window thing that comes down and everything.
Oh,
you just want the solid steel cage around you.
Do you like roller coasters?
No.
Doesn't like flying, doesn't like roller coasters.
Nope.
Do you like the chair you're sitting in?
I don't mind the chair I'm sitting in.
It's stationary.
I can sit here all day.
It's not moving at all, so he's happy.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't like flying, that's for sure.
But you had a relatively uneventful flight?
No, it was eventful, man. It was bouncing around like crazy.
Well, that's what planes do. They're in the air.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about it. I'm an infrequent flyer. Well,
did you try maybe drinking some alcohol, maybe smoke some weed
before
you went?
No, I don't do anything.
Did you smell weed in San Francisco? Just
I did.
Random pot
I think
smoke?
I did, yeah. Where did I smell it? No, I'm not sure. But San Francisco smells nice.
Well, it's got just the ocean like, right there, right?
It does smell good, like, you know, and there's a couple of big parks there and all around huge there. Parks. I mean, it smells really nice. Eucalypti.
No.
No?
Is it?
My cousin lives right at the corner of 6th and Fulton at the one park, not the Golden Gate Park, but there's another one, I think, and one of them, I was on the, you know, the double-decker tour thing, and they were talking about the guy that had something to do with, laying out Central Park had something to do with one of the parks there.
Oh, is that right?
I think so. That's what he said anyway. Sense. They could tell you anything. Who knows?
Well, they can tell you anything, but it's usually pretty factual.
Showed you a place where Hendrix lived?
In Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah.
So you guys drove down Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also Janis Joplin lived right down the street there.
Sure.
From there.
Yep.
And so you discovered in a park there, too, they say.
Well,
there's a little park in that area. There's
two parks, actually, in Haight-Ashbury.
He knows all about San Francisco.
Yeah. I've been there several times. I'm going again in November.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. But did you go by the Red Vic? Did they talk about the Red Vic? Which is a Red Victorian, I guess. It's a hotel, bread and breakfast place.
Not sure.
It's pretty much the only hotel in the Haight-Ashbury district. And so when all the bands were coming in from out of town, that's where they would stay. They were staying at the Red Victorian.
Okay. So you mean back in the day, like 60s,
70s? Yeah, but whatever. It's still a place now. It's actually run by a woman who's, like, they talk about holistic stuff and how to make the world a better place and art and stuff like that. And all the rooms have a theme to them. And the one room that we stayed in was called Friends. And what they did is they took a...
They have pictures of Jennifer Aniston.
No, they have, like, mannequin heads in a window box kind of thing. It's kind of creepy, really. Hmm. And it's all lit up.
It's in the room?
In the room.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is weird. And there's all kinds of
mannequins
crazy...
are weird anyway.
And it's just their heads. And doll heads, too. Doll heads, mannequin heads. It was, and so they call it Friends.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky, yeah. No, that's pretty cool. I don't recall the tour guide mentioning that in passing or anything, but he may have. And you were supposed to guide me around there, actually.
Yeah,
because you were almost going to come.
I was almost going to come, but I have planned a trip for later on. But did you go by Amoeba Records? Do you remember seeing
it? Did, yeah.
Okay, that's just down the road.
From Which is like, what, the oldest?
Well, it's one of the few record shops still running in the United States. Yeah, and it's if you actually go in, it's crazy.
Dr. Disc is still running.
Yeah, Dr. Disc would take up about 1/20th of Amoeba Records.
Yeah, I didn't get off the bus. I didn't have time to get off the bus.
Well, so no, I just, probably, did you get hurt on the bus?
No, I didn't get hurt on buses. Actually, I did get hurt on the bus.
See?
I did get hurt on the bus, and I can tell you how I got hurt on the bus. Well, the seats are on both sides, right? Double seats across the sides, and then the middle of the bus is a big dip
that
you walk through, you know what I mean? Yeah. I had no idea, and I got my camera, and I'm focusing on something, and I go step out of my seat. Goes my foot down to that lower level part there. And I'm like, it's still painful right now. I think it's like sprained or something. Could even be fractured, but it hurts.
Because you think the floor goes right across to the
other side. Yeah, I just assumed the floor goes across. I wasn't really paying attention or anything. And I'm glad it wasn't anything worse than, you know what I mean? Trip couldn't have gotten any worse, actually. But
that's interesting that you actually did get hurt on a bus.
I did get hurt on the bus, yeah.
Three.
My tour bus.
A three.
And it was a tour bus.
It was a tour bus.
A
different kind of tour bus, but you're touring the city, other people are touring the country.
But it was cool. It was like, you know, 30 some bucks, you get to see the whole city, you know, they cruise around for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Especially in a city like that.
I got to see a lot. It's hop on, hop off, but I didn't have time to get off and hang around anywhere. The only thing I missed, really, I got a couple later, but the bridge, the Golden Gate was kind of, I mean, you could see it well standing there, but in a picture, it looks so far back. When we went by the Golden Gate, I didn't take a selfie. I would like to have one of those, but...
You'll have to go back.
I took pictures of the bridge. Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's go to Macworld some year, maybe.
Okay.
See?
We'll drive out there. I'll meet you there, man. I ain't flying anywhere again, ever.
It was horrible. And
I'm quite certain that'll never happen again.
Do we have a couple more tunes to play to lead us out of the Boston?
We only have one song left, actually.
Did you play all three of my songs?
Yeah. We did.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. I think we did. So, Boston's, Dick Dale, and Morphine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have some Chick Corea on tap that's coming up. So I think we'll just play that to the end of the show
today. All right. We can wait till then, sure.
Yeah. While we talk about bands from Boston. There are no more bands from Boston.
Well, what were when you grew up as a kid, did you think of bands from Boston like the Cars or
No, Jay I didn't Giles know a lot of those bands. And even Jay Giles, I had no idea. I never really thought much about who was from Boston except Boston, I guess. I pretty much assumed they were from Boston. I never thought much about who was from Boston and bands I liked from Boston. And you know what I mean?
Oh, I did, for sure. I remember thinking, gee, that sounds like an awesome place. And I remember when we went to Boston, had to go to the Aerosmith bar. I forget what it was called. Mama Kin's is what it was called.
Oh, they own it or anything?
Yeah, they own the bar, Mama
Kin's. They still do?
I'm not sure if the place even exists anymore.
Oh, you don't keep in touch with Mama Kin?
No. But it's right next to Fenway Park. Like, it's literally across the street.
Hmm.
So we went and saw a baseball game and went into Mama Kin's and got rocked out.
After listening to that little blues piece there, are there any blues bands from Boston? Like, really?
Really? I mean, besides Jay Giles, you're thinking, right?
Yeah, like real blues.
No, I don't think
Boston
so.
Boston from that area.
Only because of the area, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, either if you were a blues fan from Boston, you were listening to probably American or English stuff. I'm thinking not the African-American stuff, only because that area was kind of, that's hoity-toity, like it's where all the money is and stuff, you know what I mean? And all the smart people, because there's a lot of, what do they call those types of schools? Ivy League?
Yep, schools. Ivy League. Yep.
Yeah, so they're all, you know.
Pass the Grey Poupon.
Exactly. That's what it is.
I was just listening to some Baker Gervitz yesterday.
That sounds like wine.
Ginger Baker. The Baker Gervitz Army. I don't remember the Gervitz dude's name. David Gervitz? I don't remember. But
what did Gervitz play?
Oh, and some a bunch of Ginger Baker stuff. And one with Jack Bruce and Gary Moore.
Oh, Ginger the awesome
Baker.
Stuff.
Ginger Baker is pretty cool.
And you saw the movie, right? Beware Mr. Baker.
I didn't see the movie, no.
Oh, come on.
No, tell me about it. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's just a story of his life, basically. Yeah. And he's
when did that come out?
He's cuckoo, you realize, right? Like he's
always looked kind of crazy, but
he's kind of I don't know if it's just from taking so many psychedelic drugs.
How old's the movie?
2 years, maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah. So there's this guy who did an interview with him way back in the way back days.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, what he did is he said he worked for Rolling Stone magazine. Called up Ginger Baker, said, "I work for Rolling Stone magazine, and I would like to do an interview with you."
He sounds like Randy Falsetta.
He granted the interview, and the kid ended up submitting the interview to Rolling Stone.
Speak of the devil. Who Randy Falsetta.
Oh, Randy Falsetta, right there on your
and Toto, David Page, and Steve Lukather.
So wait, yeah. Back to the story about Beware Mr. Baker.
Right. Yeah.
So this kid,
I want to see that.
The kid. It's.
Do you have that movie?
I think I do.
Okay.
But you'll have to rent it yourself.
Obviously. Well, I'll rent it from you. Can I rent it from you?
Yeah, I'll
of course.
I didn't expect you
just to like. Watch it for free.
No, you can't watch it for free because I certainly didn't watch it for free.
Well, of course you didn't. Okay, we're back and we're talking about Ginger Baker's the documentary. Movie, Ginger Baker, of course, from Boston.
No, he's an English lad.
Of course.
He was, that doesn't matter. You got to just watch the movie.
Okay, yeah.
The kid did the interview, sent it to Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone accepted it.
Oh, wow.
And said, you're a great writer, and hired the kid.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I want to say he was right out of journalist school. Called up Ginger Baker and said, I'm from Rolling Stone. Did this interview. Anyway, many years later, calls the guy back up. Hey, this is so-and-so.
Sounds like the Anvil story. Okay, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Right.
It calls Ginger Baker up and says, this is so-and-so from Rolling Stone magazine. And says, oh, yeah, I'm doing a documentary. I really would like to come with my camera crew and just ask some questions. You don't have to do anything or anything, but I really would like to get your story down on film while, you know, you're still...
Around.
While you're still around. Because he uses a respirator.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Smokes like crazy. And probably has his whole life. But that's the premise of the story. And he's like, he doesn't understand the concept of money, for one thing. He's really big into horses. Like the cream reunion thing.
Yep.
He made millions of dollars on it. I want to say he made $5 million up front with that. Mm-hmm. To do those shows at Royal Albert Hall. Spent it all on horses. 30-something Arabian horses. Yeah, that's how out there he is. So anyway, crazy. Yeah, if you get the chance, watch the movie Beware Mr. Baker. Because, he's an amazing drummer. So you watched Baker and who?
Baker Gervitz, Army. No, Listen to the Music. It's,
yeah, yeah.
They put out a couple records back in the day. Ginger Baker's got a lot of stuff.
Sure. He played with a bass player as well. That I just learned this recently talking to Ken Ray that there was a bass player recently that just died. A jazz dude, though, and who Ginger Baker was with like maybe 10 years ago. And he had been on a bunch of stuff. He told me about him. I went looking at the stuff that he did. He played with everybody like Pat Metheny. And he might even
not Jaco Pastorius.
No,
he's still around, ain't he?
No.
Or isn't he around?
Yeah, no, he's been dead for at least since 2001 for sure. He's
okay.
Because
no wonder we haven't seen anything from him recently.
2001, I was in Chicago when 9/11 happened.
Jaco. Yeah.
And his cousin, Mike, lived in the London area, London, Ontario, but he was in Chicago because he worked for this company that was out of Chicago at the time. And I was visiting my buddy in Chicago when September 11th happened, and I couldn't get a ride home. So it was Mike, Jocko's cousin, ended up giving me a ride back from Chicago.
Right on.
So he told me a whole bunch of stories. So it was kind of cool. But yeah, so, and he was dead then.
Hmm.
So.
The driver?
Oh. No.
Tell us about the other show. You got another show, right? You guys, is that going on and all that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going on iChart magazine, which is a magazine that highlights the stories that are on macOS Ken, which is a daily news
online magazine.
You get it through Newsstand on your on your iOS device, and it's all about Apple and tech news.
Sure.
So that's iChart magazine. But since Ken does the Daily Show, it's a scripted thing, and he just tells the news exactly the way it is. He never gets to actually talk about the news, like just, you know, off what's going on top of his head, what he thinks, and stuff like that. So this is a forum for him to get, you know, off his chest what he thinks of the stuff that's going on, and it has a slant towards the Apple stock. For one thing, he talks about that, I'm going to say, at least one quarter of the time. He talks about how analysts affect the stock price of Apple and all that kind of stuff, and what they think, because those are usually the people who the stock analysts are in touch with, the suppliers of stuff that's being made. You know what I mean? So we talk about stuff like Sapphire and the chips that are going to be in the new iPhone and stuff like that.
And when's it on? Or when's it available?
It's available on weekends, and it's just the domain and all that stuff is just being set up right now. But I think if you go to iChart, that's E-Y-E, iChart.
Mm-hmm.
Not like iPod or anything. It's iChart.
Is subscription or freely available?
It's going to be freely available when it's up and going for sure, when you can subscribe to it. But you go to iChart.com/radio.
Cool. So, and there's nothing up there yet, like as far as...
I'm not sure what's up. He gave me the link.
It's early stage for you, right?
Early stages, yep. So that's the other show we're doing.
Yep, that's cool.
It's so fun.
More lipo.
But the show is heavily... He can railroad a conversation, no problem. And that's a good thing, because sometimes I'm on there and I'm clueless about some of the stuff he wants to talk about. But anyway, we're going to listen to one more song.
We are, but first, what's going on next week?
What we're going to do next week. Yeah. We should do a genre.
Okay.
Should we?
Yeah, sure. Makes things easy. What genre do you want to do?
We can do blues.
We never did blues yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Jazz.
Okay.
Or metal. Jazz metal, blues. Didn't we?
We did metal. Jazz?
No, okay. I think we just did metal.
All right, yeah. It's time for another one. We got to do 10 a year or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Excluding holidays and like today.
Today is a
taping
holiday.
On a holiday, yeah, I'm sure.
Big JD.
What?
Happy Labor Day.
Well, thank you. Happy Labor Day to you, too. It should be called No Labor Day, really. It's about not laboring, yet everything's open.
What's open?
Walmart's open.
Is it?
Staples is open.
Come on.
So everything's open.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a little bit less hours today. My watch stopped working weeks ago.
That's good. You're never late for anything.
What?
I'm not late. I mean, it's
What are you talking about? It's last week.
It's last week.
It's so last week.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we're going to listen to some Chick Corea, Return to Forever band, and this is Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy. And
join us next week for the blues show.
All right, cool. See you then.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See ya.
to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
So yeah, that was the southern exit we left with today, wasn't it?
Let's head south, young man.